of, objectification of the relationship beyond mere chavrus, dahainu, family relationships, maybe Rebbe Talmud relationships. Let's say you've been conversing with somebody in Torah for so long. So maybe that will establish a threshold criterion, even where normally we would assume that simcha would simply not be possible. But if it's a din in re'iyah, just expand on it. If it's a din in re'iyah,
so maybe to qualify as a re'iyah, there had to be a first time you met them.
Right, exactly. That what we're talking about is a word that Levi and I were using yesterday, kind of a rekindling. That as soon as you see the person, you're filled with a certain sentiment. But if you never saw the person before, especially in a previous age, we wouldn't even known what they looked like. So the re'iyah itself gets kind of lost. In terms of the simcha approach, let's just reiterate, we saw very much along the same lines, but with increasing intensity, formulations in Tosfos, the tour, and the rush before the tour, should be more precise, which establish what, Michael?
They establish that this chaver can't just be the random guy that you said hi to once on the street. He needs to be someone who you're actually excited to see, or perhaps you're very excited to see, or maybe even you're very super excited to see.
Yeah, well, you summarized, I have to say, Tosfos, the Rush, and the tour very well, right? There's this, you see this like narrowing effect as you get further and further along, right? That whether it's Hanoah, or Chavivos, or Simcha, and the introductions of Me'od, Me'od, right? Anytime that word Me'od comes in, you start to wonder, how much do I really like this person, And that's definitely a very serious criterion. So, this is a good one, right up Ilan's alley. So if you wanted to put in Hilchos Brachos, you would say the Chaver of Tosfos's Lishitasam model, I say Lishitasam because of the Kelim Chadashim having to be Kelim Chashuvim, so that Chaver is not which Chaver of Tosos that he quotes from the Yerushalmi earlier in the Masechta?
The Chakim? The Chadashim Hein
Lo? I'm saying the Chaver that would qualify for Rebracha is not which Chaver that Tosos refers to earlier in the Masechta.
I thought the rags, but...
Yenison?
Are you referring to
Lagabe Krishna
by
Krishna? I certainly am, right? Chavero Amos, he says Biragil, Shaino Ragil, right? The acquaintance Chaver, right? So these two Chaverim are not the same Chaverim. Lechaora. Okay, so that's I think a very important point. Okay, so let's forward march, as we like to say. Yes, Rami, go ahead.
Is there a reason that the tour drops the Hana'a aspect that the rush brings up?
Well, I think that, it's a good diuk, except that he seems to be going beyond, right?
Right.
In terms of the ma'ods. So I'm less, inclined to make that diuk, but I hear you. I definitely hear it. Okay. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch, and then we probably not get to Baruch Shepitrani. So we may have to save that for after Shavuos, but that's no problem. So, we forgot to do, it's terrible. The Chazara on the point that's raised by the Drisha, and the issue that he raises in terms of the consistency of the Ravid. It's my fault. Okay. So we said the Drisha is parallel to which Acharon in the previous Sogya? The Drisha Shita, Rami, go ahead. Exactly right. So we said the theory of diminishing returns, that haroes chaver lachar shoshim yom, right? And this is, I think, a much bigger chiddush than the Aruch HaShulchan. If you say it's about simcha, so, you haven't seen somebody, I don't know, in 6 months, like I said yesterday, and then you see them again, so, what a hanoa, but, then you see the person again after another 6 months, so it's not the same. That I think is a bigger chiddush, and the Aruch HaShulchan saying kana v'chazer v'kana has its limits also. So then the question is posed against the Ravid, maybe he wasn't being so consistent, right? Because when it comes to makom shenasa lo neis, that he allows the Rishus to say it li'achar pa'amachas. So we tried to explain yesterday, Ephraim, what was our approach yesterday here?
haven't been able to listen to this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's totally reasonable. Who has it? Ezra Baron. That when it comes to Makom Shenas Lo Neis.
Yeah, I wasn't raising my hand. I was just.
Oh, okay. Eitan Mermelstein. Yeah.
The Makom Hanes is a more objective simcha because you have that Makom Hanes. It's not like personal, like seeing a chaver for the first time in a while is.
Okay, I would put it in slightly different terms. I hear it. Akiva?
I think we said that by Malcolm Nace, it's you're thanking Hashem for literally saving your life. As in, I wouldn't be here if this Nace hadn't happened to Am Yisrael. So it's not going to be cheapened by doing it over and over and over. But seeing your friends, so like we said, you might not be as happy the next time. So the happiness is much more likely to dissipate with a friend than having your life saved.
Right. So again, even if it's just a personal thing, Noam Barinholtz put it very succinctly here in the chat. I think Akiva is correct also. It's Hodah, which doesn't need spontaneity, right? The halacha always legislates Shavach, L'chadum Yatihila, Hareza Mechariyef and Megadif. But Hodah, we allow ourselves to be, you know, expansive, right? Because there's just no way that we could, you know, ever be Makir Tov sufficiently. Okay, Ezra Baron, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch has a very important chiddush. A very important chiddush. You could read this and you say, oh, he's not really adding anything new. He's adding something very, very, very new. Very important. Ilan?
That also for Mechayim Isim, it has to be Chaviv.
Outstanding, Ilan, right? So that was not obvious. So that already tells you something very important. First of all, he's certainly making sure that the two brachos are on a continuum, right? Because he's imposing exactly the same standards. And what he's saying is the Mechayim Isim is the supercharged Shechianu for a person that it's not just fondness and it's not just, a certain pleasantness, but the person is truly moved. It evokes a deeply emotional response. You know, the encounter evokes a deeply emotional response, an inner response, an almost overwhelming response. And the Mechayeh HaMesim is the, as some of you have you know, suggested, and wanted to hold off until now, it's like, Ein lecha simcha gedola mizal, right? Tchias HaMesim. You know, this person who you love so much, and you haven't seen them in so long, and it becomes, as Ephraim would like to say, Re'ov anecha lo filalti, right? That, you know, you would have never imagined that such a thing, you know, could occur. So that, I think, is a very, very important contribution to the entire discussion of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay?
How is that different from the Rosh's presentation?
Just one second. I want to just go one step further, and we'll come back. Ezra, were you reading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mishalo ra es chavero me olam v'shalach lo k'savim.
Go ahead. So what's the contribution here?
So he's basically just saying what the Rashba said, which is, was it the Rashba? Yeah, the Rashba.
Right.
That it has to be that you actually have a connection with them. It can't just be like a connection that you saw them before. It can't just be that. I guess it could be that it doesn't generate enough
that's what I wanted you to weigh in on. Right, so Akiva, sorry, just hold on for a second, because this is the point that I wanted to make. I think that the Shulchan Aruch is tipping his hand a little bit. Because what's he saying here? Mishal Ros Chavir Meolam Vishalach Loksavim Afal Pi Shunena Biryaso Enem Mevarech Al Riyaso. So, in light of the previous statement of the Mechaber, I think we do have a pretty good understanding of how he took this.
Because before he said chaviv is sameach, and here he's only saying ano. It sounds like it's a different category.
Right. It's not the technical ri'iyah issue. It's really the simcha issue. It sounds like you're not really crossing that threshold level. You're just not getting. You're not getting. You know, as far along as you need to get for this bracha to be relevant. Okay. Let's just take a quick look at the issue here in terms of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mishnah Brura, and then we'll circle back. Okay, go ahead, Ezra.
Mechayim Isim below Malchus Kibein de Bemekoma Betfilas Yerches Yismucha
Lechitah. So I thought this was fascinating. So he says, okay, this bracha of Mechayim Isim, so it should take on the template of, you know, its primary makom, you know, in terms of tefillah. So that might be a very technical issue. But Meidach Gisa, what might Rabbi Akiva Eger be suggesting in terms of his lamdas here? That the Mechaya HaMesim on a friend is
based on the overall category of Mechaya HaMesim when it comes to Hashem being Mechaya
HaMesim. Yeah, and therefore dissociated more from the...
From the Racha and Shemon Aser, right? I mean, from the actual Re'iyah? Or much...
In other words... But I think Ben Simon wanted to jump in. I saw you moving for your cursor. Michal, I said it's a football move. Okay. Michal?
It's more disassociated from the Shechianu.
You said it perfectly. Okay. So it's dissociated from the Shechianu. Right. Masha'in Kain, the Mishnah Berua. Go ahead, Ezra. Omer Shechianu. V'chol Elu Abrachos.
Rabbi, I think my internet might be bad right here.
So. Okay, Ben-Zion, do you want to take over? Omer Shechianu, v'chol elu abrachos.
V'chol elu abrachos,
So this is against Rabbi Akiva Eger, happens to be against the Tshuva of the Prima Gadim also. So this could be a very clear nafgamina in terms of Shem v'malchos is a very good way of asking how much do you really see it as part of the framework of brachos that we're talking about here, Shachianu, Atov, Ametiv, Mechayim, Esim, you know, all b'shem v'malchos, and how much do you see it as, you know, a different issue altogether, and then maybe it becomes subject to, like, you know, the standards and templates of tefillah, which is talking about Tchias HaMesim Gufa, as, you know, people are dead and, you know, come back to life, you know, as one as the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna, whenever it takes place. It's the hardest one to understand, by far the hardest one to understand. The Rambam was very clear about that. We have another indication, by the way, in terms of the Shulchan Aruch here and the Magen Avram, that our reading is correct. Ben Sion, go ahead. Shalom Ra. Ben Sion, you hear the Magen Avram?
Yeah, fine.
Shalom Ra, the Ohava. Right, so it's not the technical Re'iyah issue, it's the threshold issue. Okay. So let's now plug this into the Mishnah Berurah that we're about to see, and see how the issues continue to play out in the Achronim. Okay, Ben Zion, go ahead. La'achar shloshim yom.
La'achar shloshim yom, mar eha rishon.
So may re'iyah rishona.
Ve'em kibel mimenu kasav oshan hashem hodiyuhu mil shlomo yesh deus v'achor and v'safik brachos v'hakim.
Really, really interesting. So... he's mesupak in terms of the Shechianu when you had intervening letters, right? So the question is that intermediate contact, is that going to diminish from the simcha of re'iyah? Like, I think the more oriented you are to re'iyah per se, the less you'll be bothered by this. The more oriented you are towards simcha per se, you'd say, yeah, it's just, you know, it's less exciting, you know, because you got a message from this person not that long ago. Now, obviously, in terms of Mechayim Esim, the issue here there is, you know, far more profound. Okay, so V'shalach Lo K'savim.
Returning Lomar, Afal Pi, Shaharitu K'savim, Mizel Zah, Ayin, Alay.
V'alyidei Zah Nasu Ohavim.
V'alyidei Zah Nasu Ohavim, Yikol Makom, Kiva Shlonis Badri, Melpanim Alpanim, Ein Me'ulam Ahavim Kotak, Ashi Enen Evisabach Le'Reasa.
Okay, so this is obviously a lot to talk about here. Okay, so first in terms of the Mishnah Berurah's reading of Vishalach Lo K'savim and what the problem is, so the Magen Avraham clearly thought it was the threshold issue. So the Mishnah Berurah, Ben Sion, do you see him as similar to the Magen Avraham, or maybe a little different?
I mean, there is this similarity where it says,
right.
So, like, Yeah, so that part's the same.
So he seems to be providing, I agree with you, a mechanistic explanation for the Magen Avraham's position. How would you put it in your own terms that, like, there was sort of a, he's convinced that there's something.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
To have the maximum sofa if you didn't if you never met him before.
Right, and then once you take that approach, so what naturally follows, as we see, if that's the issue.
But if there is a reason for a natural simcha, then you would say it.
Right. And so that's where, you know, the first sighting of your child would be so, so fundamental, right? Because there's an assumption that, and I think this is actually such a beautiful halacha. It's actually deeply moving, right? Because what this halacha is really saying is that normally in the course of human relationships, a chibur, panim el panim, is required to establish a certain baseline that then is rekindled. Masha'ein Kane, anybody want to just sort of like put it in their own words in terms of the father-son relationship? Ilan?
Parent and child are like naturally bonded even without talking to each other or having to go through like an artificial process to become friends.
Right. Not that there's something so, you know, artificial about chibur panim el panim, you know, no artificial flavoring added, but it's definitely, right, what Rav Rosenzweig likes to refer to as an existential bond. Vayilchu shneihem yachdav. So everybody should sense that. And in halacha, which direction is it more powerful? This is, you know, nikba lemasmerim b'halacha. We can prove it. Do we, Ezra?
In the case of habav machteres.
Exactly. Kirachim aval banim imzarchala v'ashemesh. Right. So the feelings are overwhelming. And you won't believe me till I could say it till I'm blue in the face, but you just wait. So it's obviously you know, something which is Amilsa Davida Ligluya, and we'll leave it at that. Okay, so even if you take the threshold approach of the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah basically does subscribe to, so it's something that has to be subject to some, you know, some reasonable exceptions. Okay, so Ben Sion, if you don't mind just going ahead, I know we're, I want to definitely get in the Aruch HaShulchan today, so go ahead.
The Aruch HaShulchan?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to like to kid around in the good old days that at TABC we were very machmir for this Yerushalmi. We were very concerned about having to give din v'chashbon on the, you know, all the hanoah that we didn't extract from Olam Hazeh in terms of, you know, ma'chalos, you know, hamutaros lo. Nobody can ever accuse you guys, you know, institutionally of taking it easy on this one. Right. So anyway, and especially for the seniors, they remember the Sheva Shnei Sava, as I used to like to call it, the good old days when late night learning, right? There were the controls just, you know, were not there. So, in any event, here it has a major nafkamina. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, look, he's like, if you ask me, as the Rav in the Varduk, to explain why people are doing this and not doing that, they're making Shachianu's here and not there. So he says, you know, it can't be that Shachianu is always created equal. The real Shachianu's in terms of the Zman and Miyuchasim, those are Chavos. Everything else is probably Betoras HaMinag. But he thinks that peros are different. Peros are maybe a middle category. So what was the Noam, what was the peros issue? Why should, what's he trying to say here about the peros? More than, you know, haroes chavero, and more than the kelim chadashim. Did I lose Noam? No, actually, Noam, can you type it? It's hard for me to hear you. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Akiva?
Is it possible that that's kind of actually a category of Bami's Mamas Man? Because, like, the agricultural cycle renews on a yearly
basis. Right, it's interesting. Okay. I don't think that's what he's getting at, though, because that he doesn't. He seems to adduce support, Levi, from where? He's saying, I think this is a different category, and I'll tell you why. Sounds so pleasant in Riverdale. It's the chirping of the birds. Yenison? I'm there in Scranton.
Saying it's not really a bracha shechiyon, the fact that it's not really as man. The only reason why I have a shechiyon is because I've been simcha by it.
Okay, so just in terms of the Yerushalmi, right? He says, "If nimsav Yerushalmi, shei mitzams in brutos meyotzalso liknas kolpira chadasha, little mosa v'om Yerusham shasad l'tein din v'cheshvan al shalalachal." Right. So he says the zehiros. I think he's trying to say something else. I think he's Noam that wants to weigh in. I think he's saying we're marmachmer because fruit are more important. That's right. You're absolutely right. That is exactly what he's saying. So why is it more important? Because the Yerushalmi is saying is that a person has a chiyuv to do what? A person has a chiyuv I guess more broadly, right? Extract hana from a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world. I don't think anybody's going to say you have a chiyuv to drive the Cadillac, right? So you can make the shachiyano. I don't think anybody's going to say you have, it's always, you know, k'nei lecha chaver, that's good. You know, but I don't know that you have, a chiyuv in that regard. But since there's this, you know, warning that Ezra Baron is going to be called to account, din v'cheshbon, step into the docket and tell me all those times that you could have had hanoah, you know, and, you know, given proper shevach v'hodah to the borei olam for creating such wonderful things in this world, and you chose instead to, I don't know, have a salad. You're gonna have to answer for that. Ben Sion, go ahead. Okay, so that's in the direction of the Mechaber as well. I think Akiva also pointed out the Rush probably was the one that had it first. The Oz
in a Mevarach Shachianim.
To where have we seen that before? That the Mechai Mesim eclipses the Shachianu for this reason? That was the instinct of the Bach, right?
Same as Atova Metan.
Yeah. Bingo. Vizau. Ooh, okay, so a shot across the bow. Across, right, so what's he saying? He said it's a machlokes haposkim, right? Says Mechayim Esim, right, you know, because of the nature of the bracha, you know, the person's alive, you're not gonna get to make that after 12 months, because you got the letter, you know, in month 8, right? But for Shachianu, what difference does it make? So that was, you know, directly against, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, Savig Brachos Lahakel in that situation, right? That you wouldn't make the bracha in there because he thinks it's a machlokas haposkim, and the Aruch HaShulchan is tipping his hand to the fact that he thinks that sof kol sof, there is some kind of a difference between the Shachianu and Mechayim Esim, so if you really knew the person was alive, you know, you're not going to get to make that bracha. And the Michtav is, you know, unless it's a forgery, it's good evidence for that. Okay. Defilu kibel mechtav v'soch shoshim yom v'arach shachinu. V'atam debrecha shachianu, hi mitoch simchas hari'iya.
Bepanim al panim, bepanim. About berchas mechayim esim, hu mitzad she'ata nisvada shehuchai. V'lachay, kevin shekvah. Chai, apal pi mekatin, no shama, mitnei adem shehuchai, shubo shach berchas mechayim esim. V'shiro, the yir beis chodesh, nir mishum de'ena beis nisach min aleva yir beis chodesh.
Okay, very good. Really interesting here. So the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, as usual, you know, with a really, you know, he had the plates for it. So despite the fact that he started off by noting that he thinks there are basically three categories, right, mo'adim, right, tomorrow night we'll have the opportunity to make the Shachianu, right, after Tzeisak Ochavim, midin tmimos, okay, I would think. It'd be an interesting phenomenon. That's category one. Category two is peros, because us ilitein din v'chashbin. And then category three are the kalim and the anashim. So he says, okay, that's all true. But he says, ultimately, in the end, it's got to be left to personal discretion. So if somebody really feels an overwhelming amount of joy, so then he says, tzarech levarech, and he throws in a little kol shekein here, which I thought was really interesting, which is, what's the kol shekein? If Ben Sion sees...
The kol shekein is the family member?
Exactly, Brother Sariel. Yes, he obviously, you know, would burst out into, you know, in, a bracha, you know, and obviously, you know, Ezra and Tzvi, you know, the whole, everybody gets a bracha. You know, you see the familial appreciation, right? Because it's just an amazing relationship. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan addressed the question of Zecharim and Nekevos in a very technical sense. In other words, since it's simcha, it would be untoward. You know, be'ishto amru, you know, kal v'chomer be'ishis chavero. So it'd be highly inappropriate to make the shechianu, you know, over, you know, anybody but one's mother, daughter, sister, spouse scenario. We still have to wonder about the broader possibility of a gender distinction in this regard. So, you see how all the lumdus really plays itself out in terms of the machlokos hachronim. Just, I wanted to finish with one thought, something that I've heard many times from Rosenzweig about this din v'chashbon. This is a very beautiful idea, especially if you're not going to be able to join us tonight at, what did we say, 10:30, right? Okay, so 10:30. If you're not going to be able to join us, so please take this with you into... you know, into Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but I hope a lot of people will be able to join us. So the Beis Halevi, anybody know this Beis Halevi about Din V'chashbon? So, you know, Dalif Nemiata Asid Litain Din V'chashbon, so what's the difference? So Din is a calculation of all the things you did or didn't do, you know, in terms of essay and los essay, and you've got to answer for it. So that's the Din. So the Chashbon, though, that's more complex, because that has to do with how a person impacted their saviva. So let's say a person, you know, is not doing well, and people say Tehillim for them, and people you know, learn for them. So why does that make a difference? So one of the reasons that makes a difference, you know, as my Rebbe has explained to me, is because then the cheshbon changes. You look at how much, you know, that's being done in this world, you know, associated or affiliated with that person, you know, in terms of the recitation of Tehillim and heartfelt tefillah and Talmud Torah. So all of those things, you know, are din, part of the din v'cheshbon, and in this case, the cheshbon side of it. So, you know, just, you know, to make the inverse of Ula and to just conclude with a little bit of a milsa de b'dichusa here. So even though I'm not the greatest person in the world for this Yerushalmi, not the Puritan, but, you know, a little bit nota to the tzad of, you know, the Ramban, Kedoshim to you, Kaddish Atzvecha v'modelecha, v'amevin yavin, you know, but if I could somehow facilitate, in, you know, practice of this Yerushalmi, so then that will be my, I'll be somech on the cheshbon as opposed to the din. I'll say, look, you know, it's true that I never went to Chickies, despite the proximity. But, you know, I had so many Talmidim who did, you know. And, you know, and we appreciate that as well. So I don't know if they're doing it in my name, but, you know, maybe we could, you know, figure out some Yisachar Zvulun kind of an arrangement where, you know, this I get some at least some of the schar, you know, for Chickies. When we can actually eat food together with other human beings again, you know, b'mheira v'yameinu. Okay, let's just take the get the questions in there. Akiva's been waiting the longest.